Europe.
Eurovision. Singing past Gaza. Israel defies its critics at Eurovision.
The rules of the Eurovision Song Contest are clear. No politics. That might not seem hard for a pop music showcase, but when contestants represent their countries, politics tends to get involved. The victory in 2014 of Conchita Wurst, a drag queen from Austria, seemed to rebuke Russia's homophobic government, which had invaded Ukraine. 2 years later, Ukraine won with a song by a Crimean Tatar about Stalin's deportation of her ancestors. This year's contest, from May 7th to 11th in Malmö in Sweden, is the most politicised yet. Israel is taking part, even as its war in Gaza rages. In February, the European Broadcasting Union, or EBU, an alliance of national broadcasters that runs the contest, considered disqualifying the country because the lyrics of its entry, October Rain, seemed to refer to Hamas's terrorist massacre of Israelis on October 7th. The deaths of thousands of Palestinian civilians in Israel's subsequent invasion of Gaza led Scandinavian musicians to petition the EBU to ban the country, as it had banned Russia in 2022 after its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Israel has taken part in Eurovision since 1973 and won 4 times. The contest is an important symbol of international acceptance in a country that feels beleaguered and isolated. So the Israeli contestant, Eden Golan, fiddled with her song's lyrics to placate the EBU. It is now called Hurricane. The EBU cannot simply ban Israel, explains Dean Vuletic, a historian who studies Eurovision. The country is not under Western sanctions. Moreover, Israel's state broadcaster, an EBU member, is fully independent, whereas Russia's was expelled as a propaganda outlet. The notion that Ms. Golan could win seems far-fetched, but bookmakers rank her entry in the top 10. She is widely expected to advance to the finals on May 11th. Yet Irving Volta, another of the surprisingly numerous academic experts on Eurovision, rates France's chances most highly. It is competing with Mon Amour, My Love, a slow ballad sung in French. That stands out from the other entries, mostly fast-paced, danceable songs in English. Nobody else does moody love songs quite like the French. As for polarizing politics, Mon Amour has none of it.